Fashionistas, listen up, because pajama sets from small exclusive labels in European cities are the hottest thing right now. And these tailored sets are so gorgeous that people are even wearing them outside. So what brands are we talking about and what is the price point? Well, fashion stylist and PJ Stan, Karina Gaffey, joins us now to discuss. Thank you so much for coming in with us today, Karina.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm a total PJ Stan. I'm very jealous that you're wearing your PJs in today, though.
Honestly, the end of the show yesterday when I was foretelling that you were going to be here, I just looked and I was like, well, this is my excuse. Yeah. It's like nobody can give out to me today.
There's definitely that kind of PJ trouser trend that was so big last spring, summer. I think it's a really nice excuse to just like wear something comfortable. Just kind of move on from the leggings. Yeah. Like it's a good like spring, summer kind of, you know, staple because they're light. You can get them in kind of linen, you know, for the summer holidays. They're perfect.
And they come in all different colors, which is like my favorite thing of all time. But also you mentioned there exactly like getting out of the leggings. Like that's what I want to ask you about, because obviously, look, I hate bringing it back, but we do have to bring it back to lockdown a little bit, because loungewear was all that we lived in. Leggings, I just used to change them during the day. I'd be like, oh, they're my morning leggings and these are my evening leggings. Like, what's going on? And then I'm going into pajamas. Do you think that coming out of all the lockdowns that we have gave us this new appreciation for like good quality pajama sets?
I definitely think so. Like we saw the nap dress, which was basically this like lightweight tiered kind of dress that you can sleep in or kind of wear outside, kind of came a big trend in the pandemic. Loungewear obviously went absolutely crazy. And then pajamas as well. And I just think that we've kind of come out of the pandemic and we've realized like we still value comfort. Yeah. And then you can be kind of comfort and stylish. So people are kind of veering towards a little bit more like silky pajama sets that are able to be worn outside the bedroom and outside, and you don't mind being caught out in your pajamas. They're kind of like, there's really nice brands that have emerged. Like the top that I'm wearing is like this leopard print kind of collar top, and that's from Damson Matter, which is a British brand, and they do the best pajamas. I bought a pair for myself for Christmas because they have these striped pairs and like leopard print and like big collared kind of pajamas. But you could also like pair the the top with a pair of jeans as well, and you're just kind of getting a little bit more bang for your buck. And it's just like a really kind of fun way of like injecting a little personality, something a little bit different into your look.
Well, it's also like throwing a coat on over it and going down to do the school run, you still look a bit chic.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's like, you could wear the trousers with like a t-shirt like you've done today as well. And I think it's just like they're kind of these fun prints, and it's just relaxed and it's comfort. Like, you know, it's kind of about self-care and just wearing stuff that you're really comfortable in as well.
Let's move back to 2022, because Harry Styles, when he brought out the music video for Late Night Talking, he like had these stunning Gucci pajamas in those, and he actually had a couple of different pairs of them. And like, does that influence trends somehow?
Definitely. I think obviously Gucci is such a massive fashion house. And, you know, even before the pandemic, if you look back, like Jenna Lyons, who's on The Real Housewives of New York, you know, The Real Housewives, she wore like a pair of pajamas to the Met Gala in like 2018 or something. And then Louis Vuitton had pajamas, silky pajamas on the runways pre-pandemic. Selena Gomez, Gigi Hadid, all of them have been kind of rocking that kind of silky pajamas. Has to look very intentional. Same with the Harry Styles as well. It can't look like I just woke up like this. Has to be like a little bit styled. And I think, you know, it's about like pairing a pair of heels with it, or Harry Styles might do like a chunky like loafer. Yeah. And it's kind of like just this elevation of the pajama trend, and that definitely filters into the high street. You can see like even, you know, pajamas from Penny's trending on TikTok. You can see brands like Damson Matter, like that I mentioned as well. Sleeper is another brand. They're a Ukrainian brand, and they do the best pajamas with like feather trims as well. Silky kind of thing. I have a pair of them as well, and I wear them out. And I think it's just going for a pair that like, that you think you'd be able to put into your wardrobe and stuff that you'd be able to wear out, be comfortable. I have a black pair and it has like a feather trim, so I wear it with a pair of jeans. You can take the feather trim off. Now, it is dry clean only. That's the only thing. Some of these fancy pajamas, you kind of have to remember they're probably not for sleeping in, and you have to take a little bit more care of them. But then there's obviously the pajamas. I'm kind of like the type of person who will get into the fancy pajamas for lounging around and then put on my Penny's pajamas for sleeping in.
So you're the exact same as me, because I've got tears when I get home. It's like I like to be comfortable during the day, but as soon as I get in the door, I need like acceptable pajamas to be around the house in, and then it hits 8 o'clock and I'm like, okay, here we go, it's time to go. Is it a bit cold for wearing our pajamas outside though, or are they such good quality that, you know, they're keeping the heat in?
I think silk is a really good kind of temperature regulator as well, so that's like a nice one to wear kind of, and you can always layer up as well, like pair of tights and pajamas as well. I did want to mention there's a great Irish brand, Sinead Keary, and she does amazing pajamas. Now they're a bit more for like sleeping in,
yeah,
and she made, they're sustainable fabric, they're made from bamboo and they're temperature regulating, so they keep you warmer in winter, and then they're really lightweight and great like temperature for then spring.
I love that sentence so much that came out of your mouth there. It's like these pajamas are more so for sleeping in.
I'm sure if you threw them on to go down to get the post or something or get a cup of coffee, you'd be fine.
Yeah, you'd be okay. So that's like an Irish brand obviously that's doing well, Sinead Keary, but Europe kind of seems to be leading the way in the more formal pajama craze. Like, what brands are we talking about there?
So there's a brand called Skolstis, I can't even get the pronunciation right, which have kind of trended on TikTok. And
is this the one in Rome?
The one in Rome, yeah. Yes. And like, I love how TikTok, like I love a doom scroll of TikTok, but they're always like looking for the hidden gems. So this place has been around for ages and was kind of discovered by TikTok now, and like Anne Hathaway is a fan of it, and it's kind of like this artisan pajama shop, like, yeah, you go in and you try on your pajamas and then they kind of like bring you options of like the pajamas that kind of fit in your size and like what print and what colour you'd like, and it's just like this high end kind of fancy pajama service.
It's kind of going for like a bra fitting.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, it's like, very intimate.
Who really tries on their pajamas before no like, buying them, you know? So, and that's kind of trending on TikTok as well. But there's all these other, I think like even high street brands are great, like Marks and Spencer's do great pajamas, yeah, as well, and so does Penny's obviously. And then there's another kind of, it just really depends what your budget is, what you're looking for. Like there's a really fancy brand called Bernadette. They're a mother and daughter duo from Belgium, and like, you know, they have, Chrissy Teigen's a fan of theirs, and they're stocked in Brian Thomas, and they have the most gorgeous kind of silky pajama sets. And then there's another one called Ezra Bajay, and Kate Hudson's a fan of them, yeah, and again, like, really fancy. They do silks, but they say their silks are washable, so that's a little bit more practical.
Yeah, I think definitely a washable PJ is what we're going for, like a dry clean. Let's be realistic, like I have a couple of blazers. There's one hanging up on the back of a door right now that has makeup on, so I'm like, I need to get that into the dry cleaners. It's, you know, it's not something you're going to be doing all the time.
And I think that's really important, is kind of looking at the care labels. I know it sounds really boring, but it's like kind of looking at them and seeing how you can manage them, yeah, in your everyday. If it's going to be really busy and you can't dry clean stuff and it comes expensive, and they're expensive as it is,
yeah,
if it's not in your budget, then there's no point.
It needs to be realistic.
Definitely.
You were just back from Copenhagen for Fashion Week, right? Did you come across that sleepwear brand called Tekla?
Tekla,
like, apparently, yes, they're like 190 quid just for the top alone.
I think they're even more than that.
Jesus.
So they're super fancy. They're kind of like unisex pajamas. So like, okay, you share them with your fella. Yeah. Well, if they're that expensive, you might as well get your cost
let's
wear.
Go with this. Then I'm going to have to be definitely in an oversized top and an oversized pair of pants. They better have a drawstring on them.
Yeah, so they're more sleepy pajamas as well, I'd say, even though they're so expensive. So they kind of have lovely flannel ones and kind of like cotton as well.
Yeah.
And they do like bedding as well, so you can like wrap yourself in all of the Telka fabrics as well. But I think Copenhagen, like especially just going over looking at the street style and stuff, they are very much like very into the kind of comfort first. They're very, yeah, practical, but then like a hefty dose of kind of like, you know, complete style as well. So they really were kind of pushing the pajama trouser trend, especially last year, a lot of like the Danish influencers.
Yeah.
So yeah, their style is epic.
I love watching all the TikToks where it's like, I thought it was stylish and then I went to Copenhagen. It's like, oh my god, no, I'm not at all.
Like, I feel like that when I go to fashion,
which is like, wild because you're so stylish.
You're like, you feel like a thumb. You're just like,
I think it's all the confidence they exude as well, you know, because it's their streets, they know what's happening, and they're just like,
they're
yeah,
just
hello.
So effortless, yeah, as well. Also, yeah, it's much handier for them. They're at home. They can pick anything from their wardrobe. I'm like dragging two suitcases over trying to put out.
And then you're like,
together,
oh God, I forgot this. And yeah, I forgot that. We talked about Sinead Keary, the label you also mentioned about. You know, obviously you can like pop into Penny's. They do great ones. Like your Dunn's, your Marks and Spencer's, all that kind of. Are there any other Irish labels that we should be looking at? Are they the main ones?
They're the main ones, I think, in terms of Irish labels. Like, yeah, I think they're the main ones.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And also, like, very accessible because they're in the shops. Yeah. That's a huge thing as well, that they're in the shops. You know, high-end pajama sets, they're also being mixed in with their normal outdoor clothing, right? If we're going to be spending €100 plus on it, what are the top tips for you, like, that you would give people to update our bedtime attire without breaking the bank?
So I think it's about like finding something that like fits with your wardrobe. So I think it has to be kind of a bit more elevated if you want to wear them outside the house. So like a silky or satin material. I think something with piping is really nice. You want to kind of make sure that it doesn't look like it's actual pajamas. Mm-hmm. So having that elevation with the fabric and some detail and certain prints and stuff like that. And I think it's how you style it as well. So whether you just give it a little bit of height, if it's a full pajama set with a pair of heels, or breaking it apart as well and kind of putting the top with jeans or leather trousers or something like that. So I think it's about making it very intentional.
Mm-hmm. And I also think you have to just accept the fact that you will be slagged. Yeah. And you just get on with it, don't you?
Like, I think so. Yeah. I think it's like, it's if you think about it, it's kind of like a suit. Like if you're going to wear a full pajama set. So like how you'd style a suit or say a silky pajama top, how you would like style a silk blouse.
Yeah.
So you're kind of breaking apart and kind of like formulating it that way. But yeah, of course, if someone's going to have a problem with your style, like you're doing something right.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. If they're looking at it, it's fantastic. Yeah. Tell us about your work with the brand It's 9pm, because you are actually collaborating with them on a special pajama project, which is amazing because we obviously didn't know that when we asked you to come in here, which is even better again.
It's top secret. It's exclusive. Yeah, fantastic. Worldwide exclusive.
Great.
I can't really say that much. I'm only joking. Yeah, like I'm definitely a PJ stan, so I've got the right job now today talking about this. But yeah, I'm collaborating with It's 9pm. They're a British pajama brand or loungewear brand as well. They're definitely more of the pajamas that you can wear out.
Fantastic.
Amy's amazing. They're Stockton Brown Thomas as well. And yeah, we're collaborating on like kind of six kind of pajama staples or loungewear staples. Like we're going to do leopard print, we're going to do mixed polka dots, we're going to do velvet. Kind of ones that like, it's going to be coming out in autumn. So it's like, you know, ones that you could wear hosting at home if you're going to have a dinner party and just feel really relaxed and, you know, and then you're kind of ones that you can throw on with a pair of trainers and it's just like really fun prints and we're very aligned and we get on so well. So it's going to be really fun.
So that's going to be coming out kind of autumn time, is it?
Yeah, like September. Don't have full details yet. I'm telling you, it's an exclusive.
We're like halfway through February right now. We're nearly in summer. So it's just going to fly through anyway. And also, I would have been so concerned about you if there wasn't a leopard print pajama in there. Like, that's how I put you guys hand in hand.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the requirements of doing it. I was like, it has to be leopard print.
I will. Karina Goffey, thank you so much for joining us today talking about pajamas we can wear outside and pajamas we can definitely only sleep in, which is my favourite line that has ever happened on the radio. We're all going to be dreaming of like matching cotton pajama sets for Valentine's Day this year. So
I know, if I got pajamas for Valentine's, I'd be delighted.
Honestly, like top tier gift, like nice little loungewear. Thank you so much for coming in with us today. That is Karina Goffey, fashion journalist and stylist. We'll be right back after these.